นี่ก็ไม่ใช่ไหมนี่ก็กัวค่ะนี่ก็กัวค่ะวักคนดักเก็บวักคนดักเก็บไม่ใช่ด็อกเตอร์วักคนดักนี่ก็สิงห์กัวค่ะวักคนดักวักคนดักเก็บค่ะแต่ he's a doctor that man นี่ก็สิงห์ means man
okay very good let's see now where are we yes
this
is a knife
Mohi me, Mohiam, Mohi. But when I say it's a knife, Mohi, Mohi. Mohi means knife.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell you, I would say, if I had a knife, I'd say, Mohiam, Mohiam. There's a little difference here.But I'm telling you, I got a knife. I got a mohiga. I'd say, I'm a holding this knife. Mohi me, I'd be talking to you. So I would tell you, mohi me, oblingam, I'm a holding this knife. That's what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Mohi means a knife. I'm a holding this knife.Yeah, I'm holding that knife.
Okay. And that knife is lying
this
on the table.
It's lying. Mohi. Mohi guak. The knife is lying on the table. Let's see how that.Mohi Gwaka, Mohi Dwaka, I said this knife, Gwad, Eji Agahakaka, it's on that table. Agahaka, Mohi Gwaka, Mohi, it's like I said, that knife is laying on that stand.
Mm-hmm.
Mohi Dwaka.Agahaka, I'll tell you, that's a knife over there.
Agahaka, okay.
This is a knife, I would say. Oh, we
did that.
We got that in there.
Yeah.
We gave the dog to the children. Nika, guaka. Hinga, hinga, honka means little children.Shongu da means a dog. Walk over, give it to him. See, it's kind of backwards again.
Good.
Yeah. That's where that Indian language, I guess maybe all Indians are that way.
A lot.
I think they are.
Yeah, the Osi.
Who gave the knife to the man, the woman. Waku. Waku. Waku means a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Mohi.It's knife. Give it to that man. Was that right now? The woman gave the knife to the man. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Waku. Mohi. Nika. Waku. Kuga. Give it to him. Nika. Ku means give. Ku.Means give. The woman cooked the rabbit for the children.
Yeah, this one first. Let's see. Yeah.
The man killed the rabbit with the knife.
Yeah.
Nika singaka mostinga. Mostinga means rabbit.
Rabbit.
Mostinga. That's it. Now, how would I say that? The man killed the rabbit with the knife.Nika Shingaka. Mohi means knife. But he had a knife. He had a knife. Mostinga. Tseyabia. Tseyabia means killed. With that knife. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, woman cooked the rabbit.
Guac, guac. Yes, the woman cooked the rabbit for the children. Guac, guac, most thing okay. Most thing okay. What did I say, cook? The rabbit for the children. Yeah. Oh, the woman. Walk, walk. I had it just right then. Oh, then cook. Woman. Most thing I could. What could do I cut? I mean, that woman. That rabbit. That woman, the woman. What could do I cut? Most ginger, that means the rabbit. Oh, home bill. Oh, home bill. I think I can go dark. Oh, home bill. That's what it says. The children. Hingahinga means. Hingahinga means. If you hingahinga, that means even more than one child. Children means more than one. That's what it says in Indian. For the children. Kingahinga means more than one.
Okay.
One child. Dwanka means all of them, more than one child. Now, that's it. Listen here. Mm-hmm. The woman put the rabbit on the table. Walk, walk, ha. Most thing here. Oh, one of the chair means a table where we eat. It don't mean just an eating table. Most thing here. Gee chair. Gee here, but he put it, they put it there. The woman put it there. Most thing here. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
The woman put it out. That's it. A dog is lying there. Chongu duck. I see.
Yeah, he's lying there asleep.
Chongu duck. Hong Kyle means sleeping. Chongu duck. Hong Kyle would say that dog is sleeping if he was laying there. That's it.
Okay.
And
tree is tall.
Rocker. Stayed up just like my trees out there. My pine tree. That tree. Don't make a difference what kind of tree. Raw means a tree. Tall. Stayed up. Stayed up. Means way up high, tall. On the ground. That's that wood again. Rocker. Hey, dear, come. Moika to you. Moika means ground. Moika to you. Ronka. Hey, dear, come. It's there on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
The log is laying on the ground. Log is a wood. The log is long. Now that means that JJ comes in. JJ means that this log would be laying on the ground. JW means it's long. JW. JJ. The log is lying on the ground. The log is long. Long means stay there. It's like tall, you know, a while ago. I think log would be laying on it. Stay there. It's long.
You said him the same way.
Stay there. I mean, a tree would be standing up.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that tree. Hungwaka. Stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And this log is laying on the ground. Mm-hmm. That's kind of little. The log is long. It would be on. Stay there. Stay there means long.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the ground. Because a log wouldn't be standing up.
Mm-mm.
It'd be on the ground. Stay there. It's long. Stay there. Stay there. Stay there means long.
Okay.
And this tall means. Where was that? The tree is tall.
Yeah.
Stay there. But it's up. The tree is up. Same thing, only. This tree wouldn't be laying on the ground. It'd be standing up. Yeah. Stay up. That means tall.
Okay.
I sit on that. Count.
Yeah. There you go.
I count. Well, I don't know about that.
What about one? Number one.
Michti means one.
Michti.
Now I could tell you I count up to five. Michti, Nomba, Yabli, Tuba, Sato. That's counting.
Okay.
That's it. That's what you want. Yeah. Michti, no. I'm just counting. I said, Michti, Nomba, Yabli, Tuba, Sato. Sato means five. Tuba means
four.
Two twos.
Yeah. Two twos.
Yabli means three. Michti, Nomba means two. Michti means one. Now you want to counting, that's counting. See.
Yeah.
Michti, Nomba, Yabli, two, and so on. You can count all you want to,
yeah.
But that's counting.
Yeah, how about six, five, and one?
Yeah.
Six.
Yeah. Shape, Belma, Yadu, like that. Shape means two, three. That's it. That's counting.
Shonka.
Shonka means nine.
And ten?
Five and four. Shonka.
Yeah.
Nine.
And ten?
Leblon. In other words, it's 2-5.
Yeah.
Okay. Leblon.
And 11?
11, then that all goes over again after 10. Ali Michti means one on that 10.
Yeah.
Ali Nova. Ali means on.
Mm-hmm.
On this 10 you already got. It just goes on 1, 2, 3, 4 again, you know.
Okay.
It goes like on. First start out to 10. Then Ali means on that 10, what we had back here. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. Then on 30, it'd be just the same. But that all come back on. We're putting that on, that what
okay.
We had got back here.
Yeah. Now, how about 20?
Train?
Mm. 20.
How do you spell it now?
Okay. Say it again.
Leblon, 2-10.
Yeah.
Leblon, no more.
Okay.
But that's what I was telling you.
Yeah.
Go with.
Yeah, yeah.
If we can, we'd come to that. You see.
Okay.
When we get to 20, Leblon, no more. And it'd be just putting 10 more on what we started counting at 10. See, that's the way it goes.
Okay.
To 30. It'd be Leblon. Leblon. Yabli means three. Be 3-10.
Okay.
And 40 be Leblon Duba. Mm-hmm. It just goes like that, just like one, two, three, you come to ten. All these, just put on these here.
Okay.
And all go one, two, three, four, and to 30 or 40 or 50, like that.
Okay. How about 100? 100.
Ali Mirti. Ali Mirti. Means one.
Let's see, that's 11.
100 Ali Mirti.
Okay.
We done win all these.
Okay. Huh? Yeah.
Blaka. Blaka means flat. Blaka.
Blaka.
Something. Flat.
Okay.
Blaka. Yeah, that's it. Flat.
How about Blaska? Blaska?
Blaska.
Yeah.
Blaska.
Is that okay?
Well, that's the same. No, that's it. Now, what did I say a while ago?
Blaska.
Blaska. Blaska. That's flat. That's flat. You got it right. Where have you got it? Float.
Yeah, float.
I don't know about that. I don't know how to say that.
Okay.
Float. Agaha means just on top. On top. Agaha. Agaha means on top.
Okay. Flower.
Flower. Flower, let's see. I don't know about that. Pretty flower like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that. Flower. I don't know how it's there. We're Indian a long time ago. We never had no flowers, you see. But it's something new to it. But we had wildflowers, but
sure.
I can't get that word. I can't get that word. Oh, well, I said door, that means them. Whatever you planted looks pretty. When they bloom, they look pretty. That's the only way I know how to explain a flower. I'd be talking, is that what you planted there? They are pretty. Yalechti means good and pretty. That's all I would know about it, how to say a flower.
Okay. Fly.
Fly.
The insect.
Insect. Fly. Insect. Fly means gone. Gone means flying in the air, flying. Whether it be a bird or insect, whether it would be an insect or a bird, or
okay.
Well, that's all that can fly, just insects and birds.
Mm-hmm. How about
Jean? Jean means it's in the air, flying.
Jean. How about
kind of sound like wood, but it's got a different meaning. Wahinga car. Jean car. He, the birds are flying. Might be, he would say, might be insect,
mm-hmm.
Butterfly, or something like that. Jean car. They're flying.
Okay. Foot.
Foot. C. C means foot.
Mm-hmm.
C. C. That's my foot. That's my feet.
Siwita. Siwita. Eh.
That means water. But Gao Yu. On God, we can go that way. In this water. It's not deep, ford. That's what that means, ford. It's not deep, ni dwaka. Nishkuwe means, that means deep. Nishkuwa, this is not deep. This is not deep for this water right here.
Okay.
But shkuwe means deep. But shkuwa, they said, it's not deep, I said. Well, this is the ford. This is the ford right here.
Okay.
That's it. A few of them on here. My children are half, but they can't talk English. I talk Indian, you know. You know, there's a lot of full-bloods nowadays. Can't talk Indian. I got a brother. We raised him, me and my wife just got married when we were young. Father and mother died. And left a little boy. He's a full-blood. You see, you know about it. There were a few Indians around there then, at home. But the father and mother talked Indian to him all the time. When he's a little fella, was 4 or 6 years old, he could understand Indian good. But now, after the folks are gone, nobody talks Indian. He can't hardly say a word of Indian. Full blood. That's where it goes. There's all the tribe. They forget this Indian language, getting away from them.
Yeah.
So pretty soon there won't be. You know, I don't talk Indian. I ain't got nobody to talk to around here. Well, I pray sometime. I pray to the man give us this language. That's the only time I talk. He can understand every language. Because he made us.
Yeah.
He give us this language. You different nationalities, we can't understand them. So that's the only time I pray occasionally. You know, that's the time I talk. I love to talk. Ask Almighty God, I don't want to lose this Indian language. Because I keep in practice by talking to him in Indian.
That's a good way.
That's the truth. See, I ain't got nobody to talk to around here.
Yeah.
So I go to Indian churches, you know. I go to Indian churches. They ask me sometimes, have big meetings in heart.